Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Welcome back to Tip Today, 1800-938-007. Excuse me. Thank you to those who are saying welcome back after my break. And thank you. I did have a nice break. Hello to Sean and Nina as well. And it was nice, except for bank holiday weekend. We were without water for about 2.5 days, which had me jumping up and down with annoyance. But there you go. These things happen, I suppose. 083-311-3311. Now, one person onto us just about the school, the ridiculous situation where the school buses are concerned. Hi, Fran. I'm the parent of children who can't get a school bus to our nearest town, but we're being told that a school outside of the county is nearer, which it isn't. I've asked what distance they use, and they say Google Maps. And when I use Google Maps, it states that the school we want to attend is nearer. Another good one is that a national school that we are attending, we can't get a bus for a bit. They will supply a bus or a taxi to a school 6 miles away. You see, none of it makes a sense, and we hear the same discussion year after year and nothing done about it. So we're awaiting the result of that paper from the steering committee, and we'll see what happens. Now, as I mentioned to you earlier on, a post-mortem will be carried out this morning on the body of the baby girl who died when she was attacked by a dog in her home over the weekend in Clashmore in Waterford. A tragic incident, unimaginable for parents. But it does beg the question about how safe is the family dog. And Mairead Leahy from Aravets in Tipperary Town joins me now. Mairead, good morning to you.
Morning. And First of all, I want to extend my sympathy, you know, to that family. And I can't even imagine what they're going through right now.
It's just, as I say, unimaginable, Mairead. We don't want to specifically talk about the family involved, but just to talk about dogs in general. I mean, most of the time our dogs seem very docile, and you know that you could sort of do anything you want with them, and they're great and all of that. But is there a turning point for a dog, Mairead? And is any dog capable of being cross and being vicious?
All dogs are capable of it. They're an animal at the end of the day, and I suppose they can't express to us what's going through their heads. You know, it could be very simple as a big Rottweiler, a big female Rottweiler who wants to just pick the baby up and carry it the same way as they would with their pups, you know. They can't or mother it, you know, in that sort of way. So it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a vicious part coming out in them, you know, but any dog is capable of it. And I guess preparation is key when you are planning on bringing that new baby home. It's very different, new baby now versus children with dogs. You know, new baby with dogs, we can't say, oh, we have to train the child, or, you know, the child has to learn to respect the dog. New babies are so different. I'm actually due a new baby myself now in about 2 weeks' time.
How are you? Oh, so, congratulations to you.
I remember, like, with Milo, and, like, even still, I would never leave a new baby on the floor.
Milo is your dog, of course.
Milo is my dog. And, like, I would never leave a baby unsupervised in the way of a dog. You know, you just don't know, like, even if they just walked over them or, you know, caught them with their claw or anything like that. You know what I mean? It's not all about viciousness. It's not like, oh, my dog would never go and bite a child, but they can damage them by even just picking them up if the child makes a funny noise or cries. All those sounds are very scary and weird to pets, you know, and they want to help in a lot of cases.
And are they capable of being jealous?
I don't know if I would label it with a human emotion of jealousy, but they're capable of knowing that there's a change in their environment. So preparing to bring home your new baby to your dog doesn't just start the 2 days before the baby comes out of hospital. A lot of people say about bringing home, you know, the baby grower that the baby has slept in. And that's a really, really good idea. But preparation actually starts months before that. If your dog sleeps in your bed, or, you know, if you want to restrict the dog from a certain room, where the baby's going to be sleeping, and you need to start doing that 3 or 4 months beforehand. There's no point bringing home a new baby and then putting up the barricades for the dog, like, oh, well, you can't sleep in my bed now, or you can't go into that room. I don't think it's jealousy. I think it's a change in routine that affects them more. You know, it's not, they don't have that emotion where they're like, oh, you're not paying me attention now, I'm jealous. They definitely have the emotion where they're like, why am I not going for my walk this morning? Why am I not allowed in here? Why am I not jumping up on the bed anymore? I think it's more of a routine issue than a jealousy.
And in terms of breeds of dog that might be more, you know, inclined to be cross, yeah, or angry, or to respond in some way, Mairead, is there anything in that?
I think all dogs are capable of it. I don't think there's any dog in particular that is or isn't. Unfortunately, though, some breeds of dogs can do a lot more damage if they do decide to do something. You know, like a Chihuahua is way more likely to bite than your big Rottweiler. But if a Rottweiler bites, a lot more significant damage will be done versus, right, the Chihuahua. Do you know,
because
what I mean?
Of their strength and their,
yeah,
size,
their
obviously.
Strength,
yeah,
and their size. Like, they might only just pick a child up in their mouth or a baby up in their mouth to move them or do a motherly instinct. But the damage that they can do is 100 times more than your little Chihuahua. But a Chihuahua would be way more likely, in my books, to bite, right, than the Rottweiler. The Rottweiler will give you a lot of signs beforehand before they bite. And sometimes you see these videos up on Facebook and that where you have your big dog and they have like the baby lying beside it. Yeah. And, oh, you know, my dog is really good. But if you look at the signs with the dog, they may have their ears back. They may have the little bit of white shown in their eyes. They may be like, yeah, grand, you're doing this. That's okay, but I'm not happy about this, you know. But they have an awful lot of patience and they put up with it for a certain extent. And then when the baby becomes a toddler and starts pulling off them and all that, you know, again, they'll put up with it and people might not be reading the signals where they're not happy. And then they'll bite. Like Milo gives off those signals from my little ones or toddlers. Like, I've had 2 boys with him now, and like, you know, if they go over and bang him or pat his head or something like that, I can see it in him where he's like, okay, I'm not going to do anything, but I'm
a little bit cross.
It.
Yeah. So, yeah. And what would you see then? The ears, what?
Like, so the ears will kind of come back. Like, you know, they won't be down beside his face. The ears will come back and he'll be looking at you. It's called a moon eye. So you'll see the little bit of white in their eye where they're just giving you that little look. They might just sit really, really still. And they mightn't have their tail up wagging. They might just hold it down and be like, and someone could interpret that like, oh, look, he's been lovely and calm and he's not doing anything. But they're literally just like, fine, this is grand, I'm doing this, but I'm not happy. So I would never allow my children to climb all over Milo, even though he lets them, because I can see straight away he's not happy with it. Now, my oldest fella is 8 now, and it's a total different story. Like, you know, yes, he knows how to look after him and he knows how to pet him right. And it's a completely different story. They play together and all that. But I just feel, especially newborn babies, they smell different. They have that cry that's meant to raise adrenaline in both humans and animals. You know, they have that like birth instinct cry where they need help, and it's a very different cry to a, right, toddler.
But it's one to garner response, obviously.
Exactly, and it does. And you, yes, need, what I would be suggesting to do before you bring your newborn home is play things like that on YouTube for a couple of months beforehand, so that the dog is getting used to that noise around the house. It's not a simple case of taking the baby home. And as well, the other thing I find is, and it happened to me with my first, you're at home for the couple of weeks beforehand, the dog is getting loads of walks, he's nothing else to be doing, you're waiting for your baby to arrive, and then bam, baby arrives, and the dog doesn't get his walks, there's no time for that. So I would have something in place, maybe with a friendly neighbour or someone else that will still take your dog out for walks around that time, when you're home and when it's going to be busy and when there's a lot of people calling and all that, that the dogs are still getting their routine.
It's interesting. Yeah, one of our listeners said that she or he was just about to comment on some of the videos that you're referring to there,
yeah,
and that this person obviously sees great danger in that as
me
well.
Too.
While it looks cute and cuddly and all of that kind of thing, it can turn.
Yeah, no, it's really, like, it's for me, I find it really scary because I'm there literally going, oh my God, please just move that baby. Like, that dog is not happy, but it's a cute picture and they're happy with it. Like, you know the ones I'm talking about where the dog is lying down on the couch and the baby is propped up against them and the dog is kind of looking at it going, I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah, and again, of course, we're making no judgment we're talking strictly about dogs where kids are concerned here. What about cats, Mairead? What's the story with cats?
So I don't think cats have that, like, attack kind of thing in them, but cats love warmth and a nice warm baby wrapped up in blankets in a pram is somewhere nice to lie and sit, which would worry me a bit more if I had a newborn at home. It's just being careful that the cat doesn't go in on top of them, you know, and lie there and sleep and cause a suffocation or that. Like, that would scare me a lot. I feel like cats will suffer more internally themselves. You might see issues in the cats where they might have urinary tract issues and things like that because of the stress. They're stressed. I don't think cats will go up and attack. They don't really do that. They'll probably hide away. They'll probably go off their grub. They'll get urinary tract issues. It'll be more that the cat will be affected than the baby. But that's all I'd be careful about with a newborn is everywhere we put the newborn is nice and cosy and warm. And that's what cats love.
It's interesting indeed. How are things going for you, Mairead? Your lovely new premises. Are you well up and running at this point?
Yeah, we're really happy here. Yeah. We're constantly working on it and changing it. And hopefully now, with things being lifted, I'm hoping that we can do a little bit of a celebration open day now in September. But yeah, no, we're really happy.
And how much more open are you now? Can people stroll in, for example?
Yeah, well, we're allowing people into reception. We're still, like, we do have one big room which owners can come in and we can do consults with them there. But I guess until staff are fully vaccinated, we won't be going back to having owners in the actual consult rooms as much as I just can't wait for it. But I guess when I'm pregnant as well, I'm just being a little bit careful. But we're getting there. Like, I've had my first vaccine and, you know, in the next couple of weeks, hopefully, our age group might be getting vaccinated.
Right. Well, wouldn't it be great? Well, yeah. We wish you the very best with
Thanks
the baby,
so
Mairead, and always a pleasure to have
Thank you
on. Thank you, and bye-bye, Gina. Bye-bye. That's Mairead Leahy there, our vet from Aravets in Tipperary Town. New premises there on the Limerick Road in Tipperary Town. Okay, lots of stuff in on that and I will get back to it in just a moment. Now, will you please say best of luck to Shane and all the staff at May's Cafe at Marketplace in Clonmel on the reopening after lockdown. We'd be happy to do that. Lovely cafe. I'm very familiar with it indeed. And of course, Trudy yesterday and indeed on Sunday did a sort of a run around the county in terms of businesses that were opening up and all of that. And I think she mentioned just about every business in the county yesterday. So well done to everybody who did open up and we wish you all the very, very best of luck. We'll take a break back in a moment.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.